Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. When President Donald Trump addressed the nation for the annual State of the Union address, it came on the heels of his acquittal in his impeachment trial and in the midst of a campaign for re-election. Hours before the State of the Union address, the White House sent South Dakota journalists a press release outlining what they're calling the Great American Comeback. The press release repeated President Trump's assertion that the thing that's going to bring us together is great success. Now we have tremendous success, greater than we've ever had before. That's his quotation. The White House provided an economic fact sheet as well about the health of the South Dakota economy, detailing everything from an increase in South Dakota manufacturing jobs to a falling poverty rate. But are those numbers accurate? Do they paint a true picture of the state's economy? Seth Tupper is SDPB's business and economics reporter. He has been digging into the numbers, and he joins us from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio at SDPB's Black Hills studio to explain. Hey, Seth, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
I think I misspoke when I said it was on the heels of his acquittal, because I think it was the day before the actual votes came through. But
That's right. Not
a huge surprise with what was going to happen the next day. So clarify that. Let's talk about this fact sheet a little bit. This is the first one that I've seen to come out of the White House Communications Office since I've been here, ahead of the State of the Union address. Have you seen these before?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen other things like it that... You know, when presidents go and give their State of the Union, they have a main message they want to portray, and they want to do a blitz to, you know, get that message out and across to as many people as possible and bolster the case they're trying to make. And I think that was the case here, that he's saying the economy is great, and according to them, here's the proof.
All right, so let's talk about some of these claims, because they really address a lot of what's going on in the state to paint an economic picture. What are some of the things that they decided to highlight, and what did your checking in sort of show about whether these were true claims or false claims or slightly off? Where do you want to begin?
What was all the above? You know, the first thing they claimed was an impressive unemployment rate of 3.2% in South Dakota, and that is true. That's not perhaps as impressive as it might sound to maybe outsiders, because, you know, except for the recession around 2010 and before and after, South Dakota's unemployment rate is always, you know, low, somewhere around 3% typically. And, you know, the 3.2% figure that we have currently is actually the highest that we've had since 2017, but it's only been bouncing around by, you know, 0.1 here and 0.1 there. And so, you know, Trump inherited a low unemployment rate in South Dakota that we had under the late Obama term, and, you know, that's continued. So that's maybe, you know, that's good, but, you know, perhaps nothing out of the
sure,
ordinary.
Yeah. All right. Unemployment rate, 3.2%. What's next?
They also claim that there have been 16,000 jobs created in South Dakota since President Trump's election, including 4,000 manufacturing jobs. And that does appear to be true. In November 2016, when Trump was elected, there were about 440,000 people employed in South Dakota. And the preliminary estimate for December of 2019, the most recent number, is 455,000 people employed. So that's almost 16,000, basically, if you round up. So that seems true. Also, the specific claim that there have been 4,000 manufacturing jobs added in South Dakota, that also appears true. In November 2016, there were about 42,000 manufacturing jobs here. And in December 2019, the preliminary number was 45,500. That's 3,500. So that claim is basically true.
All right. So let's talk about, is that something that's always good news in South Dakota, or has this changed since the Obama administration?
It does appear that you know, manufacturing jobs were growing under the Obama administration, especially right after the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, or the stimulus package, as many people call it, that helped the country climb out of the recession. But then manufacturing jobs kind of went flat in South Dakota for a while, and since Trump's election, they have been up quite sharply. And that a lot of that growth has been in the Sioux Falls area. I got some numbers from the Governor's Office of Economic Development showing that about a third of the growth in manufacturing jobs have been in Minnehaha and Lincoln counties, which is in the Sioux Falls area.
Right.
And then there's been some significant growth in the Watertown area and a lot less growth elsewhere in those manufacturing jobs.
All right. Let's talk about the falling poverty rate. This was another marker featured in the White House communications. What do we know about that?
Well, this one appears to be false unless there's some kind of data that I am not able to find or I'm not aware of. The White House claimed that South Dakota's falling poverty rate has lifted 35,000 people out of poverty. And they didn't put a time factor on that, but most of the other time factors they used were since Trump's election. Well, you know, if you look at the data from 2016 until the latest estimate in 2018 that the Census Bureau has put out of poverty rates and the number of people in poverty, there's about 5,000 fewer people in poverty in South Dakota during that time. And that obviously is good, but it's a long ways from 35,000 that the White House claimed. And I've searched high and low, and I haven't been able to find where they got that number. The numbers that I can find are much more modest.
35,000 people in South Dakota with the population that we have would be a significant number for sure.
That would be huge, right? That'd be the size of, you know, one of our, you know, Aberdeen, basically the entire city getting out of poverty, right? So
right. Yeah.
That on its face, maybe that sounds a little inflated. And again, you know, when you actually look at the data, and I'm finding these numbers, by the way, from the Census Bureau, the Bureau of Labor Statistics at the federal level, the Department of Labor, some other sources.
All right. Over the last year, wages increased 9% for manufacturing workers in the state. Let's talk wages. What did you find out about that claim?
That one also appears to be false or a little inflated. The Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers show that in the last 12 months or the most recent 12-month period in South Dakota, which is what the White House said over the last year, manufacturing wages in the state are up 2.4%. And again, that's good, but not 9%. Interestingly, I corresponded with Don Frankenfeld, who's an economist based here in Rapid City. He's a Yale and Harvard-educated economist and has a consulting firm. And before I told him any of my fact-checking, he flagged this one as saying, boy, that 9% growth figure in manufacturing doesn't seem like that probably could be correct. And from the numbers I found, it's not. It's closer to 2% than 9.
And we're hearing more and more from people about wages in South Dakota and how they might impact all kinds of things. So that's a significant difference as well.
Well, and then as we talked about earlier, with most of the manufacturing growth occurring over in the Sioux Falls area and the Watertown area, not much of any of it, that manufacturing growth is coming West River. And, of course, you know, we know that wages in Rapid City, as I've reported recently, are a little bit lower than a lot of similarly sized cities. And, of course, wages for Native Americans are low and others, too.
All right. Let's talk about the opportunity zones. Tell us a little bit about what the White House was saying about those and whether those claims are true or false.
Well, this was a really sort of vague and ambiguous claim. The White House just in their release said that the 25 opportunity zones in South Dakota are attracting investment to previously forgotten communities, including in Beadle, Minnehaha, and Pennington counties. So there wasn't really any number attached to it. But so for a little background, opportunity zones were created by the Trump tax cut bill in 2017. And they're basically low-income census tracts. And there's more than 8,000 of them across the country, and there's 25 in South Dakota, as the White House said. And basically what investors can do with these, if you have capital gains that you're afraid of taking a tax hit on, you can roll those capital gains into an opportunity fund, which then makes investments in projects in opportunity zones. And that could be growing or expanding businesses or building buildings and real estate or some other things. And the idea then is to get that those capital gains that maybe are sitting around that people are afraid of the taxes, they can roll those into these funds and they can get economic activity going in places that need it. The trouble is it's really difficult to track what's happening in some of these opportunity zones. There doesn't seem to be an official source that puts data out on it. There's a non-governmental organization called the Economic Innovation Group that has a map that shows opportunity zone activity across the nation and places where there's been projects and names projects, and it doesn't show anything in South Dakota. Well, that doesn't mean that there isn't activity here, but it's just not being tracked very well. And I did find in Sioux Falls, there's a project, the Third Avenue Lofts apartment project. The developer there has said publicly that that is an opportunity zone project. I wasn't able to get in touch with the developer. I haven't heard back from that developer yet. So I hope to do some more reporting on this, actually, to see, you know, what is actually happening in these opportunity zones in South Dakota, and is there investment coming here?
And Sioux Falls doesn't seem like a forgotten community.
Well, yeah, that was the thing that came to mind. Right. And of course, and that's, but that is what Opportunity Zones target. They, you know, in Rapid City here, for example, an area known as North Rapid is a census tract within Rapid City, a smaller slice of Rapid City that is known to have be more economically depressed than the city as a whole. And that is covered by an Opportunity Zone. So they're picking out small slices of communities that maybe need extra help economically.
Right. And you talk about the Third Avenue Lofts and then what the rent will be in that area. Mm-hmm. There was a piece in the Mitchell Daily Republic that I read this weekend that also talked about what they were calling a low-income housing or affordable housing development in Mitchell that was a great story in the Mitchell Daily Republic. And those houses were $250,000. You know, it was the average. And a lot of people were asking, A, if that's affordable housing. We need to redefine our definition of affordable housing. And there were a lot of creative mortgage options, and it was just a fascinating look at how developers come in and sort of try to figure out how to make that happen. So that might feed into this conversation as well. Entrepreneurship is booming. Tell us about business applications.
Yeah, the specific claim here from the White House was that new business applications in South Dakota are up 24% since Trump was elected. And that is true. If you look, according to the Census Bureau, there were about 1,400 new business applications in South Dakota in the fourth quarter of 2016 when the election was happening, when Trump was elected. And then the fourth quarter of 2019, there were 1,800, which is a 24% increase. And there's actually more and better news here than the White House even let on. And I went back to 2004, which was the earliest year of data I could find from the Census Bureau. And from 2004 to 2016, South Dakota never had a year with more than 6,000 new business applications. And then in 2017, 2018, and 2019, we surpassed that figure every year. So they're correct there. New business activity is up sharply, a lot over prior years under the Trump administration.
Interesting. That ties into Governor Noem's open for business, even though that's something that all governors sort of say that was something she highlighted extensively in her State of the State address. All right, let's talk about unemployment insurance, Seth.
This one is... the news is so good, it's actually historic. The specific claim from the White House was that unemployment insurance claims are down 19% since the election and have hit a record low under President Trump. The data I can find, if you compare, you know, the fourth quarter of 2016 when the election happened to the third quarter of 2019, which was the last available data, unemployment insurance claims in South Dakota were down 33%. And so these are people that have lost a job through no fault of their own and apply to the unemployment insurance system for help as they, you know, try to find work again. So that's even better than the Trump administration claimed. And then their claim that unemployment insurance has hit a record low, that appears to be true. You can go back in the data all the way to 1971 on the U.S. Department of Labor website. And I did that, and the lowest amount of unemployment insurance claims in that entire period came during the third quarter of 2018 during the Trump presidency. So all the way back to the 70s, there was never a quarter of a year when we had lower unemployment insurance claims than we did in the third quarter of 2018.
It's interesting. All right, so as we look at what's true and what's false and what's even better than expected, there's a few things that are not said. So tell us what's left out of this economic fact sheet.
One thing that's always left out that we know in South Dakota is Native Americans. You know, on our Native American reservations, obviously, the economy is worse off there than the rest of the state. That, of course, was not mentioned, and that continues to be a problem under the Trump administration. The other thing is the agricultural economy. And Senator Thune actually took to the Senate floor yesterday to talk about that, and we have a clip from that speech.
Of course, while we've made a lot of progress, our work isn't done. While our economy as a whole has thrived, our nation's farm economy continues to struggle. Low commodity and livestock prices, natural disasters, and protracted trade disputes have made the last few years challenging ones for farmers and ranchers. One of the most important things we can do to help the farm economy is to negotiate trade deals that expand markets for American agricultural products and give our farmers and ranchers certainty about what markets will look like going forward. That's why I pushed for passage of the United States-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement, which the President signed last month.
Seth Tupper, a lot to come about, for, you know, ag economy and as it feeds into the total economic picture in South Dakota. Fascinating stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, we'll see where it goes with all these trade agreements. There's a lot of people in South Dakota watching that close with as much as we depend on the ag economy.
Right. Seth Tupper is SDPB's business and economic reporter, and he joined us today from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio inside SDPB's Black Hills studio. Seth, we'll see you next time. Thank you.
You bet. You're welcome.